listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. Ricky Ponting admits he gave himself a scare after being hospitalised during Channel 7's coverage of the first test. The former skipper is now back behind the mic, having been given the all clear from his doctors. He's told the network he knew something was wrong when he felt short, sharp pains in his chest.
So I had a couple of those sort of incidents, got through the stint, got up, went to walk to the back of the commentary box and got a bit lighthearted and dizzy and sort of grabbed the bench and, 10 or 15 minutes later I was in the hospital getting the best treatment that I possibly could.
Welcome news if you've ever been left waiting for a Lyft. Uber will fire drivers with high cancellation rates from Monday, calling it fraudulent behaviour. The rideshare company says drivers who cancel more than a quarter of their trips will no longer be eligible for incentives. We're waiting to see just how the government will ease energy prices when the PM meets with state and territory leaders next week. So far, we've only been told there'll be an announcement before Christmas. Anthony Albanese questioned today about whether it's been left too late.
One at a time.
Have you left it too late?
No. We're working these issues through with states and territories. Clearly, there are limits on what the Commonwealth can do by itself.
Baggage handlers filmed slamming luggage hard onto a conveyor belt at Melbourne Airport have been stood down. The handlers are employed by the Qantas contractor, Swissport. A prosecutor has claimed former US President Donald Trump knew about tax fraud at his company, the comments made during the final day of closing arguments. And the Sydney Opera House will light up in green and gold tonight to support our Socceroos, while live sites have been set up in cities across the country to watch the Aussies face off with Argentina early tomorrow morning.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.